It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Two of Wisconsin's largest utility companies want customers to pay more for electricity over the next 2 years.
Customers with We Energies and Wisconsin Public Service will see their monthly electric bills jump between $7 and $9 in 2025 and 2026. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin approved the decision earlier this month.
The companies cited the cost of new natural gas and renewable energy plants, plus investments in power grid reliability. The decision marks 4 consecutive years of price hikes.
According to the Citizens Utility Board, more than 1,000 Wisconsin customers testified in person and online this year about their struggles to pay their monthly bills.
Before the new rates take effect January 1st, we're learning more about what this means for Wisconsin consumers. Tom Content is Executive Director of the Citizens Utility Board. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Oh, good to be back with you, Rob.
Before we dig into these particular rate hikes, it may be kind of opaque for people how their energy bills, their electricity bills in this case, are set. They find out when the bill shows up, they pay the bill. What goes into those rates and changing them from year to year?
Yeah, so these are monopoly utilities, and so because they don't have, in a monopoly system, because they don't have competitors, that's the state that the state oversees the monopolies and regulates the monopolies, and that's the Public Service Commission. So that's an agency that's led by three commissioners who are appointed by the governor to staggered terms, but they have a big staff. And so every 2 years, utilities tend to come in for price increases, and the Public Service Commission has a team of auditors that reviews their application, and then groups such as CUB, the Consumer Advocate for all the residential and small business customers, then get involved and try to ask tough questions, be the watchdog, and try to find areas of savings where we can.
And in this case, We Energies and WPS had actually asked, I understand, for larger rate increases. We ended up getting an increase for the next year and then the year following. What is this going to mean for, say, the average customers of these two companies?
Well, for the average We Energies customer, you're looking at about, by a year from this January, by 2026, they'll be paying another $300 a month, $300 a year. $300 a year for both electric and natural gas, depending on and it'll be a little less than that for WPS customers. The increase wasn't quite as significant, but the combined effect of the last case and this case is significant. And that's what we really tried to raise as an issue in this case, is the combined effect of the double digit increase that went into effect the last 2 years and this one, is that electricity bills are jumping by about a quarter for residential customers. And that's at a time where we continue to see other cost pressures coming at us as customers in the years ahead.
The utility companies make the case that, hey, we are building natural gas plants, in some cases to replace retired coal power plants, new renewable energy plants, you know, maybe cheaper in the long run, but you still got to pay to build them. Some things to forestry efforts to make sure power lines don't come down. And of course, they deal with inflation just like anybody else. You don't feel they made a sufficient case for the increases they got amidst all that. Why not?
Well, we made the case that some of those things are certainly needed. The projects for renewables and natural gas were approved and have to go into rates. There were some overruns on some projects that ended up being approved as well. But we made the case that there were opportunities for savings. The parent company has had some of the highest profits and outperformed the S&P 500 and all other, and most utilities, if not all other utilities, over the last 20 years. And that's largely on the backs of customers paying some of the highest rates in the Midwest. And so from our point of view, there were really opportunities for savings to help kind of restore the balance between the shareholders and the customers paying the bills.
Where did you see the potential for savings in particular?
Well, the when it has to approve new rates, the PSC is also charged with actually setting what the profit levels will be for the next 2 years. And so we advocated that those should, as Wisconsin has given out some of the fifth highest profit rates in the country, we thought this it was time to kind of let's at least move down the scale a little bit and give some relief to customers at this critical time. And the other thing we pointed out was that this was a time to take a hard look at whether whether that nearly 10% profit should be earned on things that aren't needed to keep the lights on. We argued that after a coal plant shuts down, there's no reason for utilities to profit. There's no risk associated with owning a dead power plant. So why earn a nearly 10% profit on that? We asked for some bold action by the Public Service Commission, and we just didn't see that on those two critical issues.
We're talking to Tom Content with the Citizens Utility Board, looking at a recently improved increase in electricity rates per month for two major utility companies here in Wisconsin and how these things work in the first place. Let's talk about that coal power retirement issue, Tom. Wisconsin historically has been heavily dependent on coal to generate electricity compared to the rest of the country. Now some of these older plants, well, they're going out of commission. It's not free to decommission a plant. How should we factor the costs of taking those plants out of service into the utility rates that ratepayers are paying?
Yeah, no, I mean, in fact, there are, because coal, the price of coal and the price of solar have actually flipped over the last decade or so. So that solar is now cheap and coal is now expensive. And so it's in the utilities. The utilities actually do save money when they shut down coal plants. But at this time when they're building so many new power plants to meet rising demand, unprecedented rising demand, it's time to have that extra savings when the coal plants shut down. It is a challenging time, and the utilities are shutting those down because they have decarbonization commitments, because the economics are pointing in that direction, and because of EPA rules that have been put in place. But it's a challenging transition, and what's not included in the rate hike is over $2 billion of investment in new natural gas plants that are currently pending at the PSC, new natural gas plants in Oak Creek and Kenosha County, as well as an LNG storage for natural gas storage terminal. So that's one of the things that there's so much coming at us in terms of new rising demand for power is going to cause utilities to want to build more and more. And so in the years ahead, and that's why we think that this is such a critical time when it comes to affordability.
Now, you mentioned those new plants, including that Oak Creek. I think that alone is over $1 billion to convert to natural gas, a new plant for natural gas there instead of coal. Did you say that's not factored into these rate increases? And does that mean in a couple of years that may be the case for more rate increases?
That's exactly the point. That's exactly right, Rob. Only plants that have already been approved and put into service and are generating power for the customers can actually be included into rates. In fact, there's a solar farm right now that was supposed to go into service this year, but has had a series of project delays. And so one of the ways the PSC trimmed this rate increase slightly was by the fact that solar plant wasn't in service yet. It's going into service next year.
Now, you mentioned rising demand, Tom, and we're seeing all over the country the development of data centers and other high-tech places that'll power internet searches, artificial intelligence, and so much more. We know at the Not Foxconn site in southeastern Wisconsin, now Microsoft is building a data center. Is that part of what's driving demand? And what are you watching for when it comes to who is paying for the development of the energy infrastructure to power that? Is it the tech companies building these things, or does some of that end up falling on, say, residential ratepayers?
Yeah, this is kind of the elephant that's in the other room that's coming at us as consumer advocates, both and customers here in Wisconsin and across the country. Microsoft is just starting to build its data center on the former Foxconn site. And even in its first 2 years, We Energy's put numbers into this case where it's several hundred million dollars of electricity sales. So it's actually, and it's before it's even fully operational, it's going to dwarf the other customers, the other large customers of We Energy's. And so a lot of infrastructure is going to be needed because data centers are so energy intensive. And so to their credit, Microsoft has said they're, committed to paying their fair share for the assets that are needed to serve the data center, but really the devil's in the details on that. And we're waiting to see. Microsoft and We Energies have been in a negotiation that's supposed to yield a tariff that then Cub and others will be able to look at and say, what are their protections for customers and how are we insulating customers? Tech companies have a lot of have a are part of the Magnificent Seven in the stock market, right? So they're doing very well. These are massively profitable companies, and they have the ability to invest in infrastructure themselves. So to the extent that the rest of the customers could be insulated from this, it's really critical.
I want to switch
And
gears for our
go
last
ahead.
few moments, Tom. For people struggling to pay electric or gas bills, what kind of assistance is out there for them in just our last minute or so?
Oh, sure. No, there's energy assistance through the LIHEAP program, and Wisconsin has a match as a companion program too. And people should reach out to the Department of Administration's and it energyhelp.wi.gov is, I believe, the place to go. But there's energy assistance available, and for people who are struggling, there are also new rebates available through the Focus on Energy. That Wisconsin was one of the first states in the country to actually launch a home energy rebate program through the Inflation Reduction Act. And there's special incentives for people who are struggling, for low and moderate income customers, to take steps to make their home use less energy so they can pay less over time.
Tom, thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Tom Content, Executive Director of the Citizens Utility Board. We talked to them today about recent rate increases at two Wisconsin utility companies.